Rogi's special guest.
The little buses are coming back to the garage after a day of work.
We're back!
Hey, we're back. Hey guys!
Rogi, you're back early.
Mm-hmm. I have something to show you. Follow me.
What is it?
Okay, here I go. Ta-da! So, isn't it cool? I collected all of this.
Where did you get all this trash?
It's dirty.
This isn't trash. It was hard to collect it all. Stay there. Look at this. Isn't it pretty? Lanny, I'll give this to you as a present.
Ew, it stinks. Take it away.
Don't you like it? Oh, I know. I even have this. So, do you like it?
Jeez, take it away!
Are you okay?
Why are you collecting all this junk?
Rogi, I can't stand the smell of this trash. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay.
Wait for me.
Why are they so angry?
The next day, Rogi is returning to the garage after finishing work.
They're so mean. It took me forever to collect everything. Whoa, he's so cool! I've never seen such a car! Woohoo! Hey, you're pretty cool!
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Windy, and I'm an RV, and I love to travel the world.
Wow, an RV! That's awesome! My name is Rogi!
That's a great name!
Really?
Yeah.
But, Windy, what's all that on your back?
There are items I've collected while traveling the world.
Wow! I've also collected some stuff. It's in my garage.
Really? Now you're making me curious.
Do you want to come play at my bus garage?
Really? Mm-hmm. I was actually just looking for a place to stay for the night.
Great! Then let's go!
Well, all right! Woohoo!
Tayo!
Oh, hey, guys.
Why are you so down?
I feel bad about Rogi. I think we were a little hard on him.
Yeah, I felt bad all day today thinking about him.
Me too.
Hey, guys, let's say sorry to him when we get back to the garage.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Let's hurry back.
Okay.
I wonder if Rogi's back.
Bravo! This is great! Absolutely fantastic!
Who is that?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Is this your friend?
Say hi. This is Windy. He's an RV who's touring the world.
Yo.
Hi!
You guys must be Rogi's friends, but you're much more ordinary than I expected.
What?
I'm just joking.
Windy is going to stay here with us for the night. I asked Hannah, and she said that it would be all right.
What?
Bravo! This is really pretty.
Isn't it?
They seem really similar.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Rogi, you have really great taste. I'm so impressed.
Windy, you and I are so alike.
I would like to repay you for being so nice to me, Rogi. Okay, look close.
Whoa! That's so cool!
What is that?
It's messy in there.
It looks like Rogi's garage.
Where did you get all this cool stuff?
Whoa. This is what I collected from the south. And this is from the west. Oh, and I even went to an island.
Wow! You're the coolest, Windy!
I can't say that I disagree.
Hey, Windy! I'll give you a tour of our bus garage!
Oh, really? Sounds good.
Let's go!
Woohoo!
Tayo, the little bus!
You know the guy that Rogi brought? Isn't he strange?
Yeah, he seems interesting.
It's hard to tell Rogi we're sorry because he's always so busy with Windy. Huh?
What's that sound?
Let's go see.
Okay.
Windy, what's this cool music?
It's music from the southern island I went to. I recorded it myself. It makes you want to move your body. Woohoo! Hoola! Hoola!
Wow, that's awesome!
Rogi, do you want to try?
Hoola hoola! Hoola hoola!
Whoa, you're pretty good!
Really? Hoola hoola!
Hoola! Hoola!
Hoola hoola!
Hoola hoola! Hoola hoola!
Huh? What's that? It's weird!
Hoo-ya! Hoo-ya! Shake it! Jump!
Oh, yeah! This is fun!
I'm so happy!
Rogi must like Windy a lot. Well, we weren't very nice by making fun of him. I have to go tell him I'm sorry. Rogi, I'm sorry for getting mad at you. I was too hard on you. Huh? Rogi? Are you sleeping? Huh? Oh, where's Rogi?
I had lots of fun today.
You and I have a lot in common. Windy, why do you want to sleep outside and not in the garage?
Yeah, I like stargazing and sleeping under the night sky. I feel so free and peaceful falling asleep like this.
Wow! I don't know what you mean, but you're cool!
Where in the world could he be? It's Rogi and Windy!
I want to be free and travel the world like you!
Oh, really? Well, then you should!
Huh? I can't. Ooh. I'm just a bus.
That doesn't matter.
Huh?
Hey, do you want to travel with me?
What?
That's
We get along really well, don't you think?
That's true, but...
I'll be leaving early tomorrow morning if you want to come, so think about it.
All right. I'm going to bed.
Good night.
You too.
What if Rogi really goes with Windy? Guys, wake up! Rogi's gone! His belongings, too! Hey, guys! Wake up! It's an emergency!
What's going on?
Rogi's gone! He even took all his belongings with him!
He must be in the car wash.
No, he's not! Rogi left with Windy to go on a trip!
What?
Why would he?
I overheard them talking last night. Let's go find him!
Okay.
Rogi! Rogi!
Rogi!
The little buses looked for Rogi all around the city.
Rogi really must have left with Windy.
I can't believe he's gone.
It's all my fault. I wasn't very nice to him.
Me too. I can't believe he's gone. I'm so sorry, Rogi.
Rogi!
What?
Huh?
So where were you guys?
I was so bored without you.
So you didn't leave with Windy?
I went out to see him off early this morning.
Then why did you clean your garage?
You guys said it was a mess and told me to clean it. I cleaned all night for you.
What? I thought you left us forever.
What's going on?
Rogi, I'm really sorry. I was mean to you, wasn't I?
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
Sorry, Rogi.
It's okay.
And Rogi, thank you so much for staying here with us.
We're glad to have you as a friend.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, I guess you can't get along without me.
What?
What a relief that Rogi didn't leave. The little buses will now become even closer friends.
The leader of the playground.
On a lovely afternoon, the little buses and their friends are playing in the playground. But I don't think they're being very careful.
Now, one at a time.
Try and catch me.
Stop right there.
Hey, that's dangerous.
Me first.
I'm scared.
Johnny, this ride isn't scary at all.
But...
Huh? Johnny?
What's taking you so
down.
Long? Hurry up and move!
The little buses are hurt and have come to the repair shop.
How did you end up hurting yourselves?
This is all Speedy's fault.
Huh? No, it's not. It's Tayo and Rogi's fault.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What did we do?
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about?
I think we need to do something about this.
What should we do? Ah, that's it. Everyone here?
Yeah!
Why did you call us?
Lately, there seems to be more accidents happening at the playground.
So we've decided to find a leader to take charge of the playground.
A leader of the playground?
Wow, that's awesome!
Yeah!
We don't need a leader.
A leader of the playground.
So that's what being leader is like.
Hey, guys! I want to be the leader.
You want to?
You're going to help me out. Right, guys?
Shine,
huh?
How about I become the leader?
Huh? Why?
If I become the leader, then we'll be able to speed around the playground.
Ha-ha! Then I'll help you.
Oh. Yahoo!
Tony, why don't you try being the leader?
Me?
Yeah, you know all the traffic rules.
Yeah, you should try.
Should I try?
Well, I do know the traffic rules very well.
Attention! Now, will all the candidates please come forward?
Huh? You want to be the leader?
What's wrong with that?
Good thing I came forward.
Okay, so far it's Lanny, Tony, and Speed.
Huh? Is there anyone else?
Oh, I better go clean that up.
Okay, and Rubby.
Huh?
You four are the candidates.
Okay.
I didn't.
All candidates will prepare a speech and give reasons for why they would be a good leader.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
It's the next day.
All right, everyone. We'll start with the first candidate.
Oh, it's starting.
Yeah.
Here's Lanny, the little bus.
Hello, everyone.
For a clean
and pretty playground.
I'm the sweetheart of the bus garage. I'm Lanny.
Lanny! Lanny! Lanny!
Wow! Lanny, 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 prepared a lot.
Everyone, if you vote for me as leader, I will make sure that there is no wild behavior in the playground again. And I'll decorate the playground with pretty flowers, so everything will look beautiful.
Lanny is the best.
So please pick me when voting for the leader. Thank you.
Wow, those are really good ideas, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, let's meet our second candidate now. Speedy!
A playground where you can go crazy.
I'm as fast as lightning. I'm Speedy!
That's so cool!
Yeah!
Okay, if you all vote for me, I'll make the playground into a racetrack.
What?
So we can race and play all day long.
He won't be a good leader.
I'll also make the city into a playground so we can play every day.
Hey, let's get down from here.
Why? I'm not even finished yet.
Come on, let's go.
Everyone, don't!
Speedy is so silly. Tayo, the little bus.
And now, I'll introduce our third candidate, Tony!
Isn't that big?
Where's Tony? Yeah, she said it was Tony, though.
When it's time to start, go and take a good look around. You'll see a little truck with the hippo pile. Who's the best choice for the leader of the playground? Little Truck Tony!
Little Truck Tony!
Vote for Tony!
Vote for Tony!
Yay! A good playground, a safe playground. Hello, I'm Tony the Traffic Expert.
Tony, you're best.
Everyone, the playground is lacking order. The accidents seem to never end. So I will make new rules for the playground and kick out any car that doesn't follow the rules.
Tony's great. He's so responsible.
Yeah, but I'm a bit scared.
Wow, Tony's so popular.
Shine, I'm kind of worried.
Don't worry, I have a good idea.
Now, here's our last candidate. It's Rubby, the cleaning car.
Oh my, I was too busy cleaning and didn't prepare anything. What should I do?
Why is she alone? Rubby's by herself.
Hi, you guys. I didn't prepare anything like the others did. But I will promise to work hard and make a safe and clean playground for everyone!
If you come with us,
we'll give you the best engine oil for free!
Yay!
Oh, that's Speedy. I'm sorry, Rubby.
I'm okay.
Oh, well. Okay, everyone. Let's go home and get some rest.
Okay.
Oh. Someone might get hurt if I don't clean this up.
Rubby?
It was the day of the elections, and the cars gathered after voting for a leader.
And now, it's time to announce the voting results.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Yay! I wonder who won. I wonder who's going to win.
All right, let's see. The first vote goes to Lanny. Tony!
That's right!
Yay!
Why didn't I get any votes?
I don't think I'll get any votes.
There aren't many votes left.
Huh?
Rubby! 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 Tony! Lanny! Rubby!
What?
They're all tied!
Oh, wow!
Let's see. The last vote goes to... Rubby the cleaning car! What?
That's not true.
Huh?
We all decided it should be Rubby.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
When we saw Rubby cleaning the playground from corner to corner, we thought she would make the best leader.
Congratulations, Rubby!
Oh, thank you, everyone.
What's important is that Rubby cares for the playground.
I see.
Rubby, I think I was thinking too much about myself.
We didn't value the playground like Rubby does.
Well, you guys can all help me from now on.
Okay.
But why didn't I get any votes? Hey, Shine, who did you vote for?
I thought you would get some votes, so I voted for Rubby.
What?
Rubby became the leader of the playground. We hope you can make the playground a safe and clean place, Rubby.
Seto Secret.
Seto is on his way back to the garage after a long day.
That was quite a long day. Oh? Hey, that's Lanny.
I don't know where I am.
Lanny!
Seto!
What are you doing out here?
I came out for a drive and I got lost.
What? Huh? I told you not to drive on unfamiliar streets alone.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's a good thing I ran into you. Huh? Let's get going.
Okay.
Gonny! What happened to you?
Well, I was trying to avoid the other buses.
What?
You can't catch me!
No, wait up!
Those kids! Tayo! Rogi!
Seto?
Hi, Seto!
You two, I told you not to drive rough here.
We're sorry.
Seto was really scary today. He always yells at us when we play.
Yeah, and we were just trying to have a little fun.
Come on, guys. He's just looking out for us.
That's right. He helped me today, too.
Yeah, he's also helped me out before, too.
I want to be like Seto when I grow up.
Like Seto? Huh? It wouldn't be easy. We're probably nothing like the way Seto was when he was young.
You're probably right.
The next morning...
Good morning.
Morning.
Seto?
Huh?
Seto!
Who's that?
I have no clue.
Huh? Now, where did that kid go?
Excuse me, sir. But who are you?
Oh, how cute you kids are. Have you seen Seto?
No, we all just woke up.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's still sleeping. Oh, Booba!
I'm sorry, when did you get here?
You! Just where have you been?
I'm really sorry. I was just washing up.
I told you to wash up earlier.
I've never seen Seto so flustered before.
Anyway, did you get everything ready?
No, not yet. I've been a bit busy.
Ah, another excuse. You haven't changed at all.
I'll get on it right away.
I can't rely on him for a second.
Whoa!
Who are you, mister?
Sito was so scared of you.
Who am I? I'm Booba, and I was the senior bus when Sito was little.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. I took care of Sito ever since his first day at the garage. He was so much trouble.
Cause trouble?
Whoa, no way!
I used to scold him all the time.
Really? What did Sito do?
Tell us what he did, mister!
All right. When Sito was little, he was very playful and caused a lot of trouble. One day, he was racing a sports car on a bridge.
This is fun!
Sito! Stop right there, you little rascal! Didn't I tell you it's dangerous to drive so fast?
Sorry.
I've told you a million times. You need some time out at the garage. Consider yourself grounded, mister.
Grounded?
Oh, no.
Really?
That doesn't sound like Sito.
And that's not all. Maybe I was too hard on him. If he's being good at the garage, I'll let him out again tomorrow. What? Since he was grounded, he called his friend over to play in the garage.
Wait up!
Sito!
Booba!
Tayo, the little bus.
Wow, Sito is worse than us.
Yeah, he was.
But Sito is so smart and talented.
That's right. He knows all the roads and everything.
He may be now, but he wasn't before.
He wasn't?
You see, when he was little...
We're taking off now!
Oh, no! Wait!
He would leave his passengers behind... fail his driving exams.
Whoa, no way!
So I gave him a scolding one day.
You're mean!
Sito! And he ran off crying. When he didn't return to the garage, I went out to find him. Sito! Sito!
What do I do?
And he was crying on the side of the road. Sito!
Booba?
What are you doing here? I've been looking for you.
Well, I got lost and I didn't know what to do.
I see. It's okay. Let's go back to the garage.
Booba?
Huh?
I ran out of fuel, so I can't move.
What? So I had to drag him all the way back to the bus garage.
Sorry.
So Sito used to cry too?
Sito used to be just like us.
Hi, I'm back.
Good.
What's so funny?
Oh, it's nothing.
Booba, do you have any idea what's going on here?
No clue! So anyway, Sito, have you brought everything?
Yes, I have.
So hurry up and get ready. We need to go.
Huh? Get ready here? But...
And hurry up!
All right.
Well, what's wrong with Sito?
I don't know.
You'll find out soon.
I'm ready, Booba.
Wow! What's that, Cito?
You look like a clown.
Cito, you look cute.
So let me explain. One day, I came back to the garage and couldn't find Cito. Cito! That kid, where's he got to now? So I went out to look for him in case he was causing trouble. Cito! Cito! Huh? Hey, that's... Cito?
Cito, thank you so much.
No problem. Call me anytime you need me.
Today was so much fun. You're the best.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, Cito, do it again! Oh. Do it again!
Okay.
I found Cito dressed up like a clown, playing with the neighborhood kids. And he continues to do it to this day. Which is why I'm here. I wanted to tag along. He's made a lot of mistakes, but because of his incredibly kind heart, Cito has grown up to be the wonderful bus he is today.
That's awesome, Cito!
You're amazing, Cito!
Nah, I'm just embarrassed to be seen like this.
No way, Cito! You look really great!
Yeah, Cito. You don't look nearly as scary as you usually do.
Hey, Cito, can we all go with you, too?
Yeah, we would love to play with the kids.
Oh, guys. Sure, of course.
Yahoo!
Dio, you look hilarious.
So do you, Rogi.
These kids are kind. They seem to be a lot like you.
Yes, they really are. All right, you kids. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Today, the young buses found a new side of Cito they never knew and promised themselves that they would grow up to be great buses like Cito.